Ultimately, I think access to healthcare is important. Access to the means of a healthy lifestyle is important. There are people who have health insurance that's good. They get access to the healthcare they need. And we're still dealing with the problem of what to do with the poor. You see the number of uninsured all the time. You know, we have Medicaid that's supposed to solve that problem, and Medicaid is on the verge of bankruptcy here in the state of Illinois because the state's so fundamentally mismanaged it over the past decade. But we do have a couple of things we could take a look at with Francis Nelson and a couple of issues like it, which says, okay, let's find a way to provide low-cost, no-cost health care direct to the consumers so they can at least get something. Instead of showing up at the emergency room because they have a minor issue, then go to Francis Nelson and get, you know, cold medicine or, you know, antibiotics or something. And getting people into those lower cost venues. The emergency room is the highest cost venue to treat somebody. And our healthcare policies between federal and state encourage those without access to healthcare to go there for treatment at the highest cost venue. And those costs are borne by somebody, whether it's hospitals, whether it's Medicaid, the public. We need to do things like encourage things like Francis Nelson to get those people who have legitimate need of healthcare, but not really in an emergency situation, into the venues of care that they need. I mean, some of it could be funding. Some are going to be looking at, okay, what's, Illinois has a problem of just the provision of cost of medicine. We're a very high state in terms of medical costs and liability insurance and all that goes into. What can we do for Francis Nelson so that they continue the mission they're already doing? I'm not sure that they get public funding now, but ultimately it kind of goes back into the state budget crisis. Our state's so broken we can't invest in things like that because we've got so many past due bills. Nobody really believes what they're budgeted is what they're going to get anymore. We need to fix that problem so we can invest in some of those needs. As far as why having the federal government fund it versus the state, as a general philosophical point, I mean, our tax structure is upside down. We pay the most amount of taxes to the federal government, and the lower you go down, it's the least. When you do the taxing and spending and structuring of services on the local level, it's easier to calibrate to the true needs of your community because you live with these people, you're there, you know their needs. There's people in state government and federal government writing regulations, and they have no real familiarity with the industry, no real familiarity with the communities. But when you send, you've got entire federal agencies with a bunch of six-figure bureaucrats drawing money, you send a dollar back to the federal government, maybe you get 50 cents back in services, charity is probably the most efficient, where, you know, if I want to give $20 to Francis Nelson, well, it's going from my hand into their pocket. That would be the most efficient. Doing it locally, obviously, it can be much more efficient. There's obviously a place for federal funding and things that it needs to spend, a place for state funding and what it needs to spend. But how you get from point A to point B, that's a national conversation. That's not something a state center can effectuate.